Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
What's up, darling? You right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Tell us what happened yesterday.
I groped a stranger.
Do you know about this?
No.
Right, go on.
Why?
Well, we stopped off at the service station, me and my boyfriend. I was looking at the savoury snacks. I thought he was still stood beside me, so I put my arm around him. Except he was over somewhere else.
Oh, no.
Some nice teenage man had the benefit of my arm around him for a minute before he went, and I went, the next thing I know, he's looking at my boyfriend. He's looking over at me like,
she's a player.
Yeah.
Where were you at the time?
In a petrol station, yeah. A supermarket.
What, by the cheese strings?
Yeah.
Did the teenager run away?
Yeah, I thought he might have actually hit me. Well, you would if someone groped you by mistake, wouldn't you? I didn't grope him, but I put my arm around him.
Well, where did your hand go when you put your arm around?
Just sort of round his background to go round his waist.
Why would you do that in a petrol station anyway?
It's not the most romantic thing, looking at snacks.
Get a room.
Come here, darling.
No. Have you never done that?
What, groped a stranger whilst looking at snacks in a service station?
I just think it's an
unnecessary display of affection in a petrol station. Yeah. Just wait until you get into the car.
No, but I think a lot of people have done that.
Well, I don't know.
No, because your mind sort of goes off and then you just think, oh, they're still stood next to me and then actually
your mind
really
goes off? What?
Well, you know, deciding whether to go baby bell,
discos or skips.
Also, I think the point we're missing here, how did you mistake your
boyfriend for a teenager.
Yeah,
for a teenage boy, yeah. They both have black tops on.
Okay.
You just sort of see the colour of the top, don't you? I can't be the only person in the world that's ever done this.
I'm sure there'll be more people texting in now who've done it. Or maybe not. Radio 1 Podcast. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Russell.
Russell, where are you today?
I'm in Margate, in Kent.
That's nice. How can I help?
I just want to tell you a little story, a bit similar to the guy who was just telling a story there.
Yeah.
I was swimming in a pool with my partner. I saw where she was in the pool. I went down in under the water, grabbed what I thought was her bum, surfaced, and it wasn't her bum, it was someone else's.
Oh, no. In a pool as well?
Yeah.
Was it someone of similar age and size to your partner?
Yeah, similar. Right. And they had a similar bikini on, so... You know, I got away with it, really.
Yeah, thing is, it can easily happen, I find.
Yeah.
In a pool.
Is that where it's happened to you?
Yeah. Jenny in Bristol's been on. I have totally done that, except I put my hand on my boyfriend's best mate's thigh. It's quite easy to do. I groped my ex's bum, but it was her mum's. Kind of killed the relationship. That's John in Peterborough. What are you saying, Chappers? Is it like when you're a kid and you're kind of like looking down, like in the supermarket or something, and then you're like you're following your mum's feet, and then you end up following someone else's feet, and you look up and go, who's that? That's not my mum. Same. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hiya, Meg.
Oh, hiya.
Where are you?
I'm waiting for a bus on the way to work in Edinburgh.
Okay, how can I help you today?
My husband,
yeah.
When we were at my brother's wedding, we were all sitting around at the table at the evening sort of do, and he put his hand on my sister's thigh and slowly sort of put his hand up her thigh and started rubbing it. He thought it was me.
Obviously. Or maybe not.
Did your sister not stop him?
No, because she didn't realise who it was. I think she thought it was her husband.
And it wasn't until
she turned round that she thought, hang on a minute, that's not him.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, exactly. This is not right.
Your sister thought it was her husband and he thought it was you. It sounds like they cooked that story up.
Well, maybe my sister quite
alike. They're in it together.
Nothing wrong with that.
What? Okay.
Well, maybe that's a little bit early for him, that sort of shock.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for your call, Meg.
No, you're welcome.
I love you.
I love you too.
What's she trying to say there?
I don't know. It sounds like it was...
I'm glad I cut her off.
Yeah.
Andy says, I've done just that. I've kissed a married woman by mistake on a work do in the Brecon Beacons. Now, that's a whole different thing altogether.
How do you do that?
Exactly.
How do you kiss a married woman by mistake?
That's altogether different. Podcast. You know, sometimes we think Becky's a little bit weird.
A lot weird.
Okay,
yeah.
Crack on with the story.
I had quite a busy day yesterday. After I groped that man in the petrol station, I thought...
I
mistook it for your Greek boyfriend.
I asked aforementioned Greek boyfriend if he wanted to come and look at a show home with me.
Oh, my God.
No, Scott and Emily think that's really weird.
Yeah, that is really weird.
It's weird. You've got no intention of buying this house.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking he would think that you wanted to live with him and would have run off.
Neither.
No.
Neither I just
of them.
Like
she just
looking,
likes looking
at show
houses.
I did it before I met him.
What? How often?
Well, when I was at university quite a lot because I had a lot of spare time. Obviously, I can't nip out midway through the day to go and look at a show house.
Because you run off your feet here.
Yeah.
So what... Okay, right, talk me through the thought process here, please.
If you've got nothing better to do and you're walking past, you think, oh, I wonder what they're like. Just go in and have a look around. They're always really friendly.
So a brand new build, you will just go in and look at the show home.
Yeah,
do they
not
then ask you if you're interested in buying for your details, anything like that?
You just bag it then, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I'll
be back soon. Just looking, thanks.
Early days at the moment, yeah.
It's like when you're buying clothes. No, I'm all right, thanks. I'm just looking.
Slightly more expensive.
But they're always done up really nice.
Yeah. The clue is in the word show.
Show.
it'd be a bit rubbish if they weren't well done up.
Have you never done that?
No. I thought about it once when I was in America.
Right.
But I didn't actually do it.
What stopped you?
Pride. I was too scared. No, I was too scared they'd be like, right, so let's have your credit card details. And before
they don't do that. I think it's just because I'm really nosy.
You'd have bought a house in America.
Before you know it, I bought a house in America. No, I think that's weird.
Do you do that with normal people's homes as well? If you're walking down the street and you haven't got any time and you just see a for sale board...
Oh, I might go and have a look around.
I've never done that yet. They might be a bit... I think then you've got to register with the estate agents and stuff.
Yeah, that's
long. Is a bit of a hassle. No. Just do the show home thing.
Right. What was it like, this place? Sorry, did I touch your breast then? I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
It's only 7:15.
I know.
Not that it makes it acceptable after 9.
After 9 is fine. Really sorry. It's just because she's stooping over me here. I'm sorry.
You've gone bright red.
I've got...
You've blushed through your tan. It's astonishing.
What was the place like?
Really nice, but I don't think we'll be taking it.
You're not going to.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Have you seen that one from Claire, that text?
Yes.
She goes to show homes all the time. It's a great Saturday day out for all the family.
Her poor kids.
Radio 1.
Hello, it's Nicola.
Hi, Nicola, where are you?
I'm in Crook in County Durham.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, I totally do the show home thing as well. I love it. I love going and making up stories as to why I'm looking for a house when I'm blatantly not.
How often do you do it?
Fairly regularly, but it has to be new homes. It has to be a lovely show home.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. I just, it's really good fun. It's a good day out. And if I can't think of a story for myself, then I'll make it up about my sister as well.
You love it.
So I do.
What kind of stories do you come up with?
Well, things like my sister's just come out of a horrible relationship and she needs to get out of the town that she's living in, and so she's on the run from her horrible boyfriend, and so she's looking for a new house.
God.
And is your sister with you when you're doing this?
No, she's too upset because she's sitting in the car, and so I have to be the brave one to go in.
Was it a nice house?
It was lovely. Nice ideas as well for decorating. It was good wallpaper.
What's that
good wallpaper?
Is wallpaper back in show homes?
Very much so, yeah. Nice bold patterns.
Spiral staircase?
No. No. But nice carpet.
Get to choose your own carpet and curtains.
Yeah.
Love it.
I don't often stay around that long, though, to find out.
Yeah. Are they kind of pushing you out the door after a while?
No, I have to go and check that my sister's all right, you know.
Oh, my God. And whereabouts do you live again?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that again.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Today, Shane Ritchie is named as Britain's most cheesy celebrity. Hey. Just Shane Ritchie, most cheesy celebrity in Britain.
That's not right. Do you think?
He just beat John Barrowman and Graham Norton. Shane Ritchie can't be the cheesiest.
Graham Norton's not cheesy at all.
No, I know. Weird. And also, Adele's moving to New York. What are you saying about me now? You're saying I'm Britain's cheesiest celebrity.
Becky did point at you, and I didn't want to say anything.
What are you saying?
Were you on the list?
I don't know. I've only got the top 10. How rude.
Would you want to be in the top 10?
No.
Okay.
What are you saying? Just got to do the midweek lottery sometimes. Doesn't make you Britain's cheesiest celebrity.
You're not cheesy when you do that.
Not at all, no.
You keep it real.
Adele's moving to New York, which is nice. And all of Alicia Keys' songs have been banned on American Idol because Simon Cowell's fed up of "I Keep On Falling." Done badly. Radio 1? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who's that?
Hello?
Who are you?
I just wanted to tell you that I used to try on wedding dresses. I don't anymore, but I used to find it quite fun.
What, even though you weren't getting married or anything?
No, I weren't getting married, I didn't even have a boyfriend. Me and my friends used to just turn up like a well-known department store. We'd take it in turns to pretend we were the bride, try on dresses, milk it a little bit, get the tiaras out. All the ladies used to kind of be like, "Oh, you look lovely, when are you getting married?" And you'd make up a date and everything, so...
Oh my God, this is worse than people looking around show homes when they're not going to buy them.
Yeah. Kind of.
Is the male equivalent going for a test drive?
Sorry? Yeah, we've had quite a few of them on the test. Voiced.
Yeah. So you don't do that anymore, right?
No, not anymore. I've got a boyfriend, it'll probably freak him out.
I think you're right.
Does he know about your past? Does he know you used to do it?
No, he probably does now, though.
Yeah. What was your name again?
I'm not saying.
Oh, right, okay. Can I just call you Muriel?
No, actually, my name's Joe. I'm not being called Muriel.
Don't get it. Have you
that
seen...
That's a good film reference, though. Well done.
I know, but that's a great film. Have you seen Muriel's Wedding, the film?
I have, yes.
You're terrible, Muriel. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. And at 8:15 this morning, the quiz that literally everybody is talking about... Oh! What's occurring? At the moment, it's 1-1 in the series. It's a bit like Question of Sport.
Very similar.
Yeah. Between Chappers and Becky.
That makes you Sue Barker.
Yep. That makes you, Matt... Damon?
Dawson.
Matt Dawson. Matt Dawson.
Don't think Matt Damon's a team captain on Question of Sport.
Who am I, then?
You're... What's the other one called?
I don't know. Is it still John Parrott?
Is it Ally McCoist?
Is it Ally McCoist?
I think it is, yeah.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. I'd quite like to be Sue Barker.
Am I
Sue Barker?
Yeah.
Am I the Sue Barker of Oh, What's Occurring?
Yes, you are.
Amazing. I'm the same colour?
Yeah.
She's not even that orange.
Just separated at birth.
Yeah, she is.
Is she?
Yeah.
What, so if you put a wig on me now, I could be Sue Barker?
Separated at birth implies that they...
I'm the same age as Sue Barker. How? No.
Yes, it does.
No, I'm not. Separated at birth by 40 years, maybe.
40?
30.
Are you saying she's in her late 70s?
No, I'm not.
85, I thought that makes sense.
Get lost. It's
Oh, Sue.
Morning, Sue. Hello, just like you.
That's redeemed it. Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, we've got a new invention which you'll like. Check this out.
It's true. We love our dogs. We love playing with them. We love cuddling with them. But if there's one thing we all hate...
What's that?
Dogs.
Oh, yeah, you hate dogs.
Yeah. If there's one thing we all hate, it must be something to do with dog poop.
But if there's one thing we all hate, it's that when they're done doing their business, we actually have to pick it up.
It's true. Well, don't worry anymore. If you have a dog, help is at hand.
But now, there's a better way. Introducing Poop Freeze.
That's right, it's Poop Freeze.
Oh my God, what is this?
All you do is point and spray, and Poop Freeze instantly chills and hardens the poop, so it's easy to pick up and dispose of.
Now that is amazing for all dog lovers. It's a spray that you spray on to the poo, instantly freezes it. Voila, you can pick it up and take it away and put it in the bin.
I think
you've still got to touch it.
Yeah, you're still picking up dog poo, exactly.
It's just hard poo rather than soft poo.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't want to pick up soft
poo.
Well, yeah, but it's fine. It's Poop Freeze.
The worst part about owning a dog is picking up the poop.
Yeah.
With Poop Freeze, you spray it, toss it, no more problem.
I love it. I love Poop Freeze. I love those people. My main concern is for the voiceover lady.
Why?
Well, when I first heard it, I thought, you poor, poor woman. Because what's happened there is her agent's phoned her up and, hey, I've got you a great gig. It's the Poop Freeze ad. And then she's always going to be known as the Poop Freeze lady. She'll go into a shop. Hey, I recognise your voice. Muriel, come over here. Do you recognise this voice? Listen. Speak for me.
But now, there's a better way. Introducing Poop Freeze.
Oh my God, you're the Poop Freeze lady. It's you. She's always going to be known as that. And we've all done some bad voiceovers in our time.
I say, I'd rather have been the Poop Freeze voice than ever to present alongside that Italian bint for the last year.
There, you said it.
There you go.
It's out there.
Yeah.
Is that finished now, that show?
Yeah.
You never see her again,
please,
will you?
Mike, do you know what my concern is?
Yeah.
Is that, the Hawaii chair and the Mambo Twister were both products that we tried out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we ordered some Poop Freeze already?
No, God, please, no.
Poop Freeze helps keep our neighborhoods and yards clean and disease-free. So why deal with the mess when now you can just frost it and toss it with Poop Freeze for only $9.99?
Oh my God, you're the Poop Freeze lady. That poor woman.
But call right now and you'll also get the Poop Freeze carry bag free. Just pay shipping. It's a handy way to carry your Poop Freeze with you and a neat and convenient way to store your poop for the trip home.
Oh, good.
Why do you just get rid of it straight away?
Get rid of it straight away.
Why do you need to take it home?
I might take that home. That was a good one. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Oh, what's occurring?
It's day 3 of our brand new quiz. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
I'm Sue Barker, your host, and these are team captains Phil Tufnell and Matt Damon, Matt Dawson, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Matt Dawson is his name, yeah.
It's slightly like Question of Sport, and I actually am separated at birth from Sue Barker, as we discussed earlier.
Can I get a blonde wig for you for tomorrow, because I would quite like that.
Yeah, man, put it on. Put it in. I'll do that, definitely. Yeah?
Amazing.
As long as we can...
What about a trouser suit? Will you wear a trouser suit?
Absolutely. If you want me to wear a trouser suit, I'll be right there. She does do the trouser suit, doesn't she, Sue?
She does, yeah.
She does a lot.
And just gush on about Henman all the time. Oh, Tim.
You're brilliant, Tim.
Tim.
Okay, I've got three situations that we've recorded on Oh, What's Occurring. You just have to tell me what happens next. Please, play along at home or on the way to work. It's fun for everyone. Are we ready?
We are, and Becky could see your computer screen before, so that might have given her a clue to some of the answers, but she turned it round so that she couldn't see it. That's how sporting she is
today.
That's
fair.
Isn't it? That I'd just like to say that she's done very well.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Vernon Kay?
Yes.
He's a very nice man, isn't he? He'll chat to anybody that wants to chat to him.
He will.
Really? But, here's a question. Does Vernon talk to himself?
Does Vernon talk to himself? Right.
Because I know I do, but I'm just wondering if Vernon does.
Okay.
Do you not talk to yourself? Is that
no.
just me?
But you talk to yourself because you get around with your phone to your ear with nobody on the other end.
Yeah.
So you don't have to talk to people.
That's true. Now, I've got some clips of Vernon here.
Right.
From various places and times, like this, for instance.
Have you got a karaoke tune?
Oh, I love Vernon.
You could look pretty in the dark.
Right.
Who's on in the background?
So, I've got Vernon to call up actual Vernon himself. Okay?
Right.
How long do you think Vernon stayed on the phone to talking to himself?
Is this from the moment he answers?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I can't believe...
The one that doesn't speak poise with a stopwatch. Yeah. Either, please.
There's a clock up there. You don't have to use a stopwatch.
He just likes the feeling.
I know.
Of
he's yeah. All right, I'm going to go 20 seconds.
20 seconds,
I can't believe he's going to talk for that long.
Becky.
How
long will Vernon talk to himself?
Unless you called him at home, where he very rarely
now.
Gets a word in edgeways at home.
You can't
I know that's
your
so.
Answer.
No, all right, 20 seconds.
Okay.
30 seconds. No, 15 seconds. I just changed my answer. 30 seconds to stick to my own rules.
Right, what is it? What is it?
30 seconds, I'm saying.
30 seconds. You're saying 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Vernon calling himself on Oh, What's Occurring. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hello?
How are you, mate?
Who's that?
It's Vernon here. Hope you're good. When are you on the telly? When can we see you?
10 seconds. Go on, chappers.
Excellent. Oh, I wish he'd spoke.
That again, I love it.
Do you want it again?
Hello?
How are you, mate?
Who's that?
It's Vernon here. Hope you're good. When are you on the telly? When can we see you?
You could actually hear the cogs working, couldn't you? When he went, it's Vernon here, you could hear him thinking,
what's going on?
How's this working?
Oh, what's occurring?
What's occurring? We did call him back, but weirdly he didn't answer the next time we called.
This call is being diverted. Please hold.
So I left a message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You've changed.
That's his answer.
Was that all you
like? Yeah, that's his answer. Right, so it's Chappers 1, Becky Nil. Okay. Here's situation number 2.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Did you see the F word last week?
No.
Oh. I missed last night's. Edith was on, apparently.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, she did very well.
Did she?
Yeah, she beat him in the haggis.
Did she?
Haggis cooking competition.
She's good at
she
cooking.
She beat him in the haggis?
She beat Edith Bowman on primetime TV beat Gordon Ramsay in the haggis.
That's not rude, is it? I've never called it a haggis before.
It's rude in Scotland.
Oh.
It's not. Don't be stupid, because it's not.
I was going to say, my stepmom's Scottish.
You see the look of dread on her face, and she's like, oh, is it? Oh, no. I'm really sorry. Okay, here's your question. How many times did Gordon Ramsay say the actual F word on last week's F word? Chappers.
18.
Okay, Becky.
24.
24 seconds. Okay.
No, 24 times.
24 times, sorry. Yeah. Mm. Okay, right. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Count the F words.
Finally, a bite on my line.
Yep, he's on. Oh.
Right. If you can't stand it, you get out of the kitchen. Good, good,
good. Woo! She's a low bar, that one, isn't she? Me. Your fish is start again, yeah?
Yeah. Not from a house on fire.
Okay, clear down, guys, yes?
Yes, chef.
I'm not a blind taster.
I'm going to have the middle.
Oh, God, me. Right, Steve, they're well and truly
f***ed. Yeah, they are. Obviously,
you're a f***ing expert at burning these, you know that?
Huh? I don't know about
good. F***ing them perfectly now, you
f***ing. You'll never f*** them up.
Yeah. Yeah, well done, you. What was the score?
3-2.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
If only we had pigeons in Essex that f***ing size.
It was 21.
Brilliant. How's that going to work, then?
That's completely in the end.
It totally is. One all? You happy with that?
A point each?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, brilliant.
Makes it chap.
Thought about that.
Chappers 2, Becky 1.
Oh. What's occurring?
Does that happen on Question of Sport?
Don't know.
Can't count how many times Sue Barker says the F word.
No.
I just want to wear the trouser suit now. I'm quite excited.
Isn't that a normal suit on a man?
No, it's different.
No, it's still different. Mm. Quite a few people are annoyed with you, Becky, that you've given the ending away to the F word.
It was on last night, wasn't it? It was on last night.
Yeah, people might not have watched it.
Oh,
I gave away the ending to Hollyoaks from a week ago and people got really upset earlier. I told them that Max died. Oh. Right. Here's the last one.
It's 2-1.
You know Max, who's sitting in for Greg James at the moment on the show that we call Early Death? She's normally on One Extra.
Yeah, where are you going with this?
No, it's fine.
Right.
She's doing the early morning show at the moment because Greg's doing our show in the afternoon. And she's got a bit of a thing for Chappers, I think. Mm-hmm. And you've got a bit of a thing for her, it's fair to
say. She's very attractive. Very nice. Yeah, she very nice. She would get a cranberry juice, yeah.
She would. She is lovely.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, I don't like the way this feature's going.
No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. We have shown Max the scariest film in the world ever. Remember that from a while ago?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
we have.
Well, the one that we...
The one,
oh
that
my
we,
God.
The one that we can't even show on a BBC computer. We have to show it on a laptop.
Right.
It truly is the most freakish, scary thing you will ever see in your whole life. So scary, I think, that it never even got a full cinema release. You know the one I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly the one you mean, yeah.
But how long could Max watch the scariest movie ever before she just had to run away? Guess.
15 seconds.
You're saying 15. Becky?
I haven't seen it, but I think it's horrible.
You haven't seen it?
No, I've never
seen
it.
I'll show you after.
No, fine.
You'll love it.
8 seconds.
8 seconds. All right. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
How long will Max, off of early breakfast, last watching the scariest movie in the world ever? She probably won't lol.
Oh! Oh! It's disgusting! Stop it! I can't watch anymore. It's just... Oh, my God! I don't want to talk to you anymore!
She was nearly sick.
Yep.
19 seconds, which means that...
Becky gets the point, which means it's 2-2.
Which means it's 2-2. Brilliant.
So now what happens?
I don't know. It's 2-2 anyway. So
it's
you're
a draw
both,
today.
It's a draw. You're both winners. Let me know how you did on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, we got that wrong. You actually won that today,
Chapman. Thank you.
Sorry, you said 9 seconds, didn't you?
Yeah, and then when you all got it wrong and thought I said 19, I thought I'd keep quiet and maybe we could just forget about
it. So not only do you go looking around show homes without any intention of buying them, but you also cheat. And then keep quiet and hopefully no one notices.
I think you've got quite an insight into my life this
morning. I
really
have.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, it's now time for Becky's Classifieds. You love a bargain, don't you?
I do.
And you found some more on the internet for us?
I have.
From various websites where you love to just shop. Okay, what's your first one?
It's a good one.
Okay, read out by Radio 1's Greg James.
A handful of frozen peas. £1. Location, Acton.
So that's someone's just picked up a handful of frozen peas and is now sending them for £1.
Yeah.
They can't be still frozen, though.
Well, they could be. You might get them straight out of the freezer when you arrive at the doorstep and then hand them over. As long as you've got a cool box, you'll be fine.
All right.
I finished cleaning out my freezer yesterday and found a handful of frozen peas at the bottom.
Oh, minging.
That is disgusting.
I'm getting sick of eating blooming peas all the time, so if you want them, you can have them.
People will actually sell anything.
People will buy anything.
Yeah, you would. You're going to buy these, probably.
They could have been there for years.
Yeah, but peas, the frozen stuff never goes off, does it?
It does eventually.
It does eventually.
Peas will be all right.
Do you eat, like, 10-year-old frozen food, do you?
Yeah, but it's vegetables will be fine.
No, it's not.
Selling at 20 pence or more for the whole handful.
I thought it was £1 a minute ago.
Yeah, or more, he says. 20p or more.
Please note. My hand may be bigger or smaller than yours, so it may not be a handful when you get it. But
maybe
it was a handful when I did it.
Maybe that's why it varies between 20p and £1.
That's made up. No one's selling frozen peas.
I can't believe anybody would sell frozen peas.
Right, next.
Best male friend wanted. Is that you?
What?
Hey?
I thought this one might be for you.
It's been ages since I've had a best male friend. I really miss it.
I need one.
Yeah.
Even now,
not your flatmate.
No,
it's nice to have a male perspective on things, for me to give advice on how he should woo his girlfriend. Someone to tell me my arse shouldn't be squeezed into that dress. Someone that's going to give me a big hug when I'm feeling like rubbish, and just to be a great friend, really.
She doesn't want much, does she?
No.
Hang on. Have you placed this ad, or have you found this ad?
No, I found this ad.
Right.
You got to be friendly, have a great sense of humour, and if you ever need help with shopping, then I'm your lady. Oh, that does sound good.
Yeah, now all of a sudden I'm interested.
Ting. By the way, I'm 31, going on 21.
Oh, good.
No. That's wacky to me.
It is borderline wacky.
You don't need to say that if you really are, do you?
I'm going on 21. No, you don't. Right. Do I apply for... Are you going to apply?
I'm not a man, so I can't.
No, that rules you out. No, the 31... The shopping appealed, but not the 31 going on 21.
Be a bridesmaid at my wedding.
No, thanks. Next.
Make my dream wedding come true. $5,700.
Is this... What?
You see, I thought this would be... I've expanded, I've gone worldwide this week. I think this would have been a good one, but it's quite expensive.
Hey, you have to pay to be a bridesmaid at somebody else's wedding.
Do you know what? Some people have never been a bridesmaid and really, really want to do it. So they were paid to do it.
Does this person have no actual friends or people that could do it? I hadn't thought about
that. Have you ever wanted to be in a wedding and never been asked? Here's your opportunity.
What, people actually really want to be bridesmaids and they never have? Really? Okay.
I'm trying to fund my dream wedding, and this is a chance for you to help me and participate in my big day.
So this person's dream wedding is to find a complete stranger to be their bridesmaid.
Do you know what I think? That actually she just wants the money and is letting them do the bridesmaid thing on the side.
Yeah, I do as well.
Romance is dead.
I've always fantasised about my wedding day. Whilst other children would say they wanted to be a teacher or singer, I'd always say that I wanted to be a beautiful bride.
God.
Ooh, that's a career aspiration, isn't it?
Just to be clear... This includes your bridesmaid dress and shoes of my choice, attendance to the ceremony and the wedding reception for you and one guest.
Oh, thanks.
So you
a bargain.
You pay nearly $6,000 for her to choose the dress and the shoes. You can't even choose your own dress for $6,000.
Yeah, but bridesmaids can't, though. It's always the bride that chooses the dress.
Yeah, not if you've paid
£6,000.
That's
why most bridesmaids look dreadful. Because brides deliberately dress them up to look like clowns stroke dogs. So that all the attention is on the bride.
I totally agree with you.
Girls would never do that, would they?
No, bridesmaids generally look rubbish.
I'm being a bridesmaid in September.
No, they
is
have
that
to
why
be.
I've been chosen?
Deliberately make sure the bridesmaids' dresses are like about three sizes too big so that bridesmaids look a bit fatter than they actually are.
Always,
all of that kind of stuff.
Always look chunky.
Yeah.
Does not include transportation of any kind. No lodging and no food, except for the stuff at the wedding reception.
So you get a bit of cake and that's it.
Yeah.
$6,000, that's a bargain. Radio 1 Podcasts. He's one of Britain's best loved entertainers as the face of GMTV. And at the moment he's singing every Saturday night on ITV1 on Who Dares Sings. And in the past he's even beat up Lamar on television.
Also, he does the proper Saturday Night Lottery, not the midweek one.
Yeah. But does he have a perfect celebrity life, or is he a bit of a saddo, like the rest of us? Please welcome TV's Ben Shepherd.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, you right?
Do you know what I loved about that? It sounded really natural, like you weren't reading it.
I lifted it right off the page. Now, the idea
hold
of this...
Hold on, can I just take exception? Because... Mills, no matter how hard you try, you're not a saddo like the rest of us. You live in that celebrity bubble yourself.
Exactly, Ben. It's very hard to be normal when you're on £586,000 a year.
Get lost.
Right, okay. You spend your afternoons quaffing Chardonnay on your penthouse in North London. you barely go on public transport. I know what it's like. I've worked with you.
Damn it. Okay, right, I've got a series of questions here. I would appreciate your honesty on these.
I'm only ever honest, Scott, you know that.
I know. Harry from McFly, there were some shocking revelations the other day.
Yeah, I heard about you know, something he shouldn't have done with his pants.
Yeah.
That's boarding school for you. That's boarding school for
certainly
you.
Certainly is. The japes they have, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, right, Ben Shepherd, here's your first question. Have you ever eaten pizza with a knife and fork?
Yes. And the reason is, I wouldn't usually, obviously, because I'm just a slovenly, lazy old nonsense, and knife and forks make washing up. But my children, I have to eat with the knife and fork. Well, we have to cut it up, because obviously big pieces of stuffed crust are a bit big for a 1.5-year-old or a 3-year-old.
That's a very good answer, but I can't help feeling that you're using your children to prove that you're normal.
Yet again, I'm using my children as a foil.
I also feel that Jamie Oliver will be very pleased with that answer.
And a stuffed crust, they love it.
Yeah.
Have you ever locked your keys in your car?
I haven't, but you know that my mum, I'd said, was looking after Sam when he was about two, and she picked him up from nursery school, and she put him in the car, and he put him in the back, and she closed the door to walk around to the driver's side and suddenly realised she'd locked him in the car. And I got a phone call from my dad going, okay, everything's okay, but there's been a problem with your mum's car. It's like, well, what's happened? She crashes. Well, I don't really know. Well, you can't tell me that. So anyway, what happened? They'd had to phone the fire brigade. The fire brigade had to come down and smash the window of the car. Well, Sam's in there, 1.5-year-old sitting in there, and my mum's beside herself, obviously. Sam loved it, and he's had a fascination with farming ever since. But the best thing was, right, so the fire engines disappeared off, and mum, thank you so much, you've been brilliant. As she drove away, she somehow managed to press the button on the boot lid, so the boot opened as she was driving away, and everyone's looking at her going, who is this mad woman in charge of this child? For heaven's sake, save the toddler.
This happens to Sarah Cox quite a lot, doesn't it?
What, locking her children? Yeah.
Firemen come along, smash the window.
Doors as you drive up the street, they fall out. My sister fell out of the car once, and she was a baby as well.
All right.
Yeah.
What, was your mum driving then as well?
Yeah.
She's all right now, I take it.
Well, not really, but then, you know, she was the middle child. It's middle child syndrome. They all suffer.
Have you ever replied to one of those emails asking you to transfer large sums of money from someone in Nicaragua?
I did. I've never replied, fortunately. I did run it past one of the lawyers at work, though. Said, this looks fantastic. Can you just tell me whether there might be something in this fact that this man wants to send me £10 million as long as I send him about 100 grand? And he very quickly put me straight. That was a good few years before it was like every other email you get.
So you were about to do it?
I was very, very close to... I was going to hook up with someone called... I don't know what his name was. Someone in Nigeria who was very fond of me, clearly, and wanted to smuggle some of his money out of the country through my bank account, which seemed like a great idea.
Did you think he was watching TV and thought, oh, no, Ben Shepherd, he'll help me?
Yeah, maybe. He's going to be stupid enough to do this.
Also, you asked the GMTV... aren't the GMTV lawyers... haven't they been quite busy over the last couple of years? Surely they didn't want you disturbing them with that.
No, see, Chappers, the problem was, at the time, they weren't doing anything, clearly, as we found out. And I distracted. If only I hadn't been throwing these dodgy emails past them, maybe...
Things could have been different.
Things could have been a whole lot different.
Have you ever written an email or a text message to the wrong person that was private and had to explain later?
No, I haven't. I've had a friend that's done it, a colleague that's done it.
Oh, which colleague?
Yeah.
Well, there was an incident with some television people that was in the papers. I'm sure if you do some research, you might be able to find it.
Oh, okay. Yes, this is to do with... can I say who it's about?
Right, yeah.
This is to do with Lorraine Kelly, wasn't it? Lorraine Kelly's producer texted Lorraine by mistake going, I really can't stand her. It was in all the papers.
It was. Wow. Unfortunately, it went to the wrong... Well, maybe it went to the right person.
And then she resigned very quickly, didn't she?
Yeah. She didn't last very long. You have to be careful.
Yeah, you really do, don't you, Scott?
Yeah. Have you ever Googled yourself?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Ben.
I haven't.
You haven't put Ben Shepherd in Google?
Yeah, everyone's Googled themselves.
Stick my name into Google?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it now.
We're going to do it. Hang on.
I'm on Google.
We'll do it for you, Ben.
Okay. But why would you do that?
Oh, loads of people do. Everyone does it.
What for?
To see pictures of yourself, and see what people are saying.
Do you know that the first thing that comes up is a picture of you...
Yeah.
Seriously, this is the first thing that comes up if you Google you. It's a picture of you with the Wakefield Wildcats cheerleaders.
Now that's worth looking at. How do you do? I go onto Google, just put my name in.
Yeah.
Me with the Wakefield Wildcats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember those girls. That was a good day.
Ben Shepherd, thank you for answering our questions today. We've decided that you are the same as us.
Hooray!
And that's a good thing.
Hold on. Am I the same as Chappers or the same as Mills?
No, same as me.
Right.
Yay!
I'm just checking. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Good news, Becky.
What's that?
Someone that shows people around show homes has offered a free trip for you and your boyfriend to go around whenever you want.
Oh, amazing. Where's that to?
It's in Watford.
Oh, it's not bad.
Not far, yeah.
Day trip?
Yeah. You don't even have to go in with the premise that you're going to buy it.
Oh, amazing. That'll make it feel so much better.
They'll just show you around anyway.
That's a nice day
know
out you, for you.
They know that you don't want to buy it at all.
Oh, brilliant.
So you don't have to make up any excuse. It's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, that is good. Do you want to come?
No. Why would you do that?
What do you mean?
I don't understand.
You want
I don't
Scott to go with you and your boyfriend.
I've invited him on another date.
Round a show home.
Was it earlier this week I invited him camping with us, yeah. And now I'm inviting him
yeah, we'll
to
all buy
show
it.
Home.
Did he say no to camping?
Yeah, he did.
That's good. No, I'm coming around to the idea of camping. Oh. Just not with you and your boyfriend. That's weird. I'm certainly not buying a house with you and your boyfriend. That would look strange. Yeah, all three of us. That's right.
You don't have to live there. You can just buy it.
Oh, right. Okay. So the person that's showing you around our show home for free is going to do that, and then you want me to buy the house for you and your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that
I
sounds fine.
I thought it was
fine.
Worth a try.
Yeah, I'll do it. Cash. No, ridiculous.
Oh, I've got that on tape. Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, we have David Hasselhoff coming in live from 8 o'clock.
Take him to the show home as well.
Seriously, that'd be a marr. Think about
that
it.
That would be brilliant.
You and your boyfriend, you... Scott and David Hasselhoff, going around the show home in Watford.
Yeah.
One bedroom, please.
Yeah, the Hoff's looking to relocate to the Watford area. And
and he wants to live with us.
He wants to live with us. Oh, no, I must... He does demand a spiral staircase. I can't wait.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.